Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
Hello, Callum. How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
We miss you.
Oh, mate, I know. Tell me about it. Yes. November can't come quick enough for me.
So, Callum, we're chatting to you this morning because a little bird sat on my shoulder and said that South Africa is on your radar. You're on your way.
I'm coming back. The last time I was in South Africa was 2018.
Yeah.
Where I did my On the Human headline shows. And it's been a long time. Feels like it's been a lifetime since I've been in South Africa. But I am coming back with brand new music with my band, and it's the 23rd, 25th and 26th of November, so it's going to be exciting. I mean, that's where the world tour ends as well, so at the minute it's going to be kind of by the end of the tour you're always like the best you've been, because you've got all that experience and practice. So hopefully I'll be bringing my best shows to South Africa.
What do you remember about Durban and South Africa from your Only Human tour?
Well, Durban is still in the Callum Scott world, the record holder for the biggest Callum Scott crowd as yet.
Nice.
We had 11,000 people in Durban.
Yeah.
Who came to the show. So
we love you. I don't know what it is about you, but I mean, I know we love you here at Darren, Kerry and Sky, but Durban, we love you. We like really, really, as we would say, schmark you.
What does that mean?
Schmark, it's Afrikaans word for like.
Oh, that's very nice.
No, we schmark you. I mean, I will tell
you back.
Donkey, why donkey? So Wednesday, the 23rd of November, you say you're going to be at Kirstenbosch in Cape Town. I'll tell the people you're coming. And then on that Saturday, you're going to be at Marks Park in Emerentia in Joburg. I will tell them that you're coming. And I don't think we'll have a problem selling out for Friday, the 25th of November at Durban Botanic Gardens to come and see Callum Scott. What can we expect? Will you be playing some classic Callum Scott? Or is it all going to be new album stuff? When's the new album drop?
So the new album is coming June 17th.
Okay.
It's called Bridges, and it is available to pre-order now if you wanted to pre-order it.
Okay.
But it's, do you know what? I feel like this is my best work.
Wow.
I feel like it's been a long time coming. Obviously, the pandemic did slow everything down a lot, but it's taken me some time to just kind of really stare myself down in the mirror and be like, right, what do you want to say on the second album? Mm. You know, I think the first album was me being like, what? This is crazy. I'm writing an album. I'm signed by a label, like crazy. And I'm like writing everything that I've experienced so far in my life to that point. And then the second album is very much, right, what's happened like since then.
Mm.
So it's like, you know, it took a little bit of time for me to figure out what it is I wanted to say. But once I'd got into that kind of, I'd got into that songwriting kind of pattern of going in and writing about stuff and putting my honesty and my sincerity back into my music from the break that we had, it just really started coming together again, and it's probably my bravest work, dare I say it. It's my most confident I've been, and it's just another snapshot in time of where I'm at. And I think what's beautiful about music is that it's hopefully the music that I'm writing is gonna stick around for a long time, like with You Are the Reason, that's still being played all over the world all the time. So hopefully these kind of songs sort of play into that kind of, you know, timelessness and have the same sort of longevity as the other songs. But you know what, it's just very real, it's very honest, and I've put a lot of me into this second album, so yeah, I'm very excited to bring that. New music all the time. I know that South Africa's been loving Rise. Then we have the new single, If You Ever Change Your Mind. I've just released another song called Heaven. So there's tons of new music, but always I'm going to go back to that kind of old stuff of You Are the Reason, Dancing on My Own, and those kind of songs that got me discovered by you guys.
Yeah, everyone, they're evergreen. They're always going to be able to play those and enjoy them. Now, do you have any help with your writing of your lyrics or the writing of the music? Do you have a team, or is it mostly a solo process?
Definitely a team. I'm definitely a team player. I found it quite difficult to write on my own, truth be told, just because I'm such a perfectionist, and I'm also quite, I can be quite detrimental to myself. I can get in my own way, and I can be like, I'll write something and then I'll read it back and I'll be like, oh, it's rubbish, and I'll throw it in the bin. And I spend most of my time arguing with myself. So
it's good to have someone outside of you who say, it's done. That's it. It's done.
Exactly.
That's it.
Exactly, Darren. This is the thing, is when I've been working with, I've worked very closely with a great friend of mine called John Maguire, who I wrote You Are the Reason with, and Biblical, and all the songs that I've written for the second album are basically with him. And he's great for that. He can just be like, you're overthinking it. This is beautiful. Because sometimes I go, oh, it's too simple. Because you also within this in this business, you do start sort of get the sort of, is this going to be a single? You know, is this going to stream well? And like you start getting involved in those conversations that aren't really to do with you writing your music. That's like a business side of it that can take a, you know, people can handle. So I try and just stick to the beauty of the music. You know, if some of the songs I've written for this album are more poetry than song structure, but I just think if it's something that makes me feel a certain way, or if I've played it to my manager and he's just emailed me back like, wow, then that's the kind of stuff that I know is going to translate with people, because I'm just a real person singing to real people. You know, it doesn't need to be anything thought of too hard, or just sort of pulled apart and analysed. It's just, I just want to deliver, you know, real music. So.
Well, Callum Scott, you know what? We know the world has been through a lot in the last 2 years, but Durban has been through a little bit more. We obviously experienced the same COVID as everyone else, and then we had I don't know what the word is, an insurrection, a coup, an attempted coup. We had some... then we had the horrific floods a couple of weeks ago. So we really, really are battered and bruised, and we need a good spoil. We need a good spoil, and I can't think of a better spoil than Callum Scott live at Durban Botanic Gardens on the 25th of November. Can you come sooner?
That is so sweet of you. And listen, my heart just goes so heavily out, pardon me, to all of you in Durban. Like I said, Durban for me is incredibly special, because it is the largest Callum Scott crowd I've ever had, and I very proudly go around the world saying that. You know, I remember when I played in Durban, it was the crowd just kept on getting bigger and bigger, and I was like looking around the camp like, oh my god, these people can't be here for just me, like that's just ridiculous. And it just went on and on and on, and I remember performing on the night and having those like kind of flashback moments of when I was sat in my office job at my desk being like, oh, one day it would be amazing to sing to a, you know, crowd where, you know, you there's so many people you can't see people's faces anymore. And Durban is definitely one of those places that really resonates with me. So listen, if there's anything I can do, Durban, to come and bring love and bring energy, and you know, I will do my best. So I will be back in November for sure with bells on.
Fantastic. Thanks, man. Great chat, and we'll see you when you're in town.
Thank you, Darren.
Cheers, Callum. Cheers.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.